dumb.
Cool.
Weird.
Podcast.
Here we are. We're back. And we are doing The Velvet Vampire today. We're also...
Terrible movie.
We also got a new phone, so we're filming with that too. So... It's going to be cool.
It's going to be good.
But yeah, so we watched a movie called The Velvet Vampire.
Terrible. Terrible movie.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
It's definitely made for TV because the transitions and the cuts were definitely put in there for a commercial.
Yeah, it was just really bizarre. Like, you know, and even by the end of the movie, basically it we find out that, you know, maybe they're not...
There's not just one vampire. There's too many.
And maybe she's not actually a vampire. Maybe she has like a weird blood disease or something.
And she went mental.
Because you never see any fangs in the movie. Like traditional vampire fangs.
Yeah, but then the guy at the end of the movie, Clark, he turns out to be a vampire. For real.
What was his name, Clark?
Yeah, it was Clark.
Okay.
It was a very underwhelming name, you know, like fucking Diana. Or like that's Keith. The vampire.
Or like Keith.
Yeah, like, you know, like Diana's the vampire, you know, it sounds like a good vampire name. And her husband was named like Victor. Yep. And then she had her manservant, Juan.
Juan.
Who I thought was Mexican, but just turned out to be Native American.
Yeah. Weird coincidences there.
Yeah, like when Juan, the scene where Juan is like, here, I could help you. We could go to my tribe. I could get someone for you. And she just murders Juan right there. She's like, oh. Thank you, Juan. You're good to me. Like he's just like screaming.
Yeah.
And he's like, I bet he was just like, man, you know, I was just gonna like, you know, maybe kidnap somebody from my tribe and bring him here. Not you didn't have to kill me.
Yeah, unfortunately, he had to die.
I didn't see that coming, did he?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, and then we, you know, the movie is so bizarre because, you know, it's. Basically, it implies that there's this bisexual thing going on, and you think that you think they're going to have this weird threesome, but it ends up being like mostly about her like sleeping with the girl's like husband.
Yeah, she mostly for some reason, you know, the description of the movie is a bisexual vampire, and there's a lot of really experimental shots where they're in the desert, fucking in the desert, and Diana comes out of a mirror and starts like intruding and cucking everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, she also had one of those two-way mirrors, like in the guest bedroom where it looks like a mirror on one side. And then like she can see out the other side and she has like a skull on a table and she's sitting there just licking her lips and like watching them like really make love to each other. Yeah.
She's crazy. Really loving it.
Yeah. A bit of a voyeur. It's basically softcore porn, really. I mean, that's kind of how a lot of 70s movies were back in the day.
That's what I was saying, dude. Like, it's softcore porn, and all they did was they took all the actual porn out of it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of those 70s movies were like that, man, you know, back in that day.
Do you think it was just a formula? They were like, hey, you know, if this doesn't work out, we can just start shooting a porno?
Well, we gotta remember, you know, the 70s was also the time of exploitation films, so why not have an exploitation horror movie involving vampires? You know, they probably didn't really have a crazy budget, because when you watch it, it's kind of like they didn't have enough of a budget to, like, even show vampire things, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, they had a budget for the Doom Buggy.
They sure as hell did. They also had a budget to build a prop, like a set for a cave. They had a budget for that.
Or the fact that they went to a prop town.
Yeah, true. You know what they probably did is they probably just utilized some old school like Western like town from a movie set, because it looked like a movie set almost.
Yeah, that gas station attendant wasn't actually a gas station. He was an actual gas station attendant.
Yeah, he sure as hell acted really shitty. Like he was not a good actor.
No, he was like, yeah, you guys are only paying me like $200 to be here.
Yeah, and there's also a scene where, you know, when they go out to the desert to go to this lady's house, the vampire's house, and the guy's like trying to get the mechanic to pump his gas. And he's like, I'm a mechanic. I don't pump the gas. That's not my job. And then the other guy comes out and pumps his gas. And he's like, oh, that guy's got a real attitude on him. It's like, no, he doesn't. That's literally
his job.
But they end up like the girl, the vampire, she ends up murdering the only mechanic for hundreds of miles.
Yeah, and then kills his wife.
Yeah.
So
it's really weird.
Yeah, and you know, I think if somebody was like constantly talking about like, oh, you know, all the miners in this town just fucking died. Yeah, I'd be a little concerned, being like, you know, Diana, you know a lot about this town, and there's not a lot of people here. I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, so apparently Diana's like 120, 130 years old or something like that.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not really ever explained how old she really is. I'm just assuming because that's when her husband died. Was in
1875.
Yeah, something like that.
At the ripe old age of 25 years old.
Yeah, well, that was pretty. You're doing pretty good back then.
He did pretty good back then. You know, I mean, when he was 14, he was probably smoking cigarettes, drinking moonshine.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
having a saloon hooker at 15. Yeah.
Pretty much. And then there's a scene where, you know, basically Diana's been like seducing the girl's husband the entire time. And then like there's a scene where she's eating raw fucking meat.
Yeah, so the raw liver.
Yeah, raw liver from a chicken. And
the Liver King would love that.
And then he comes downstairs, he's like, "What are you doing?" And then she's like, "Well, I'm eating this." And then he like starts like making love to her on the fucking floor.
Yeah,
and then,
he made out with her after she ate raw chicken liver.
Yep. And then the wife comes downstairs and sees what's going on, and she doesn't really do anything. She just kind of watches.
She's watching. It's like a softcore porn, man.
Yeah. And then Diana looks at her and just gives her the O face, like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking your husband.
Yep. Cuck the fuck out of her.
Yeah, you know, let's go to the weirdest part about this movie afterwards, right? She kills Lee, and then she tries to fuck her on the sandy bed.
Yep.
And then, you know, she gets away after stabbing Diana in the hand and running into the gas station attendant, who just leaves her out in the desert and after he gives her a coat and is like, "Yeah, I just find a Greyhound bus, I guess."
Yep.
And yeah, you see Diana on that Greyhound bus, and you think that's where the movie's gonna end, and it fucking doesn't.
Yeah, it just sort of keeps going. I mean, she goes to the Greyhound station. They go downstairs as she's being chased by Diana. She tells a cop. Cop says, "Well, I'll be right back." Never comes back. And then,
well, he didn't have a time to come back. She just decided to run off.
Yep. And then she's chasing her. She goes to a phone booth, makes a phone call, keeps the fucking door closed. And then she sort of like hurts Diana a little bit. And Diana goes, "Ow." And
yeah,
like,
she's just kicking Diana's ass very passively.
Yep. And then they're running away and they run outside and they see like the giant cross. And now we finally get some vampire shit. Like, she's apparently allergic to the cross. But then again, she's out in the daylight. So the daylight should have killed her. But, you know, like I said, I don't think.
Inconsistencies with the vampires.
Yeah, I think it was just a budget thing, dude.
Yeah, but all I could think of that was funny was the fact that they had all those people on the side, like all those hippies were like helping her out. I bet they thought they were doing like some kind of experimental art, like street art.
Yep. And then she like all of a sudden gets weakened by the crosses, and then she gets vanquished by the sun.
Yeah. And then she goes to Clark's house, and that's where she finds out Clark is a vampire.
Yeah. And in the weirdest way, like she just half-ass, like
she has the
oops,
same,
cuts her fucking skin
with the same knife, similar looking knife that
he's like,
Diana's
he's like, "You know, there's only five of these."
Yeah. And then he sucks the blood out of her hand.
Yep. And then she's like, "Clark." And then it like cuts to her eyes and
her face.
And then that's the end of the movie. It's so fucking stupid.
It was a pretty bad
movie. Like literally as soon as the movie was over, I looked at Nick and I go, "Fuck this movie."
Yeah. Really pissed us off.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really much to this movie. I mean, there's another scene in the beginning where this biker tries to rape Diana, but then she just...
He threw his knife next to her hand. Like, she wasn't going to use it.
Yeah. And then she just, boop, stabs him in the throat.
No, she stabbed him in his heart.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And then, you know, knowing what we know about her now, she probably drank his blood, too.
Which is interesting because, you know, this will be the last thing I say. They had a whole, like swinger vibe going on at that beginning scene with the blues guy.
Yeah.
Who's, like, looking around like, damn, all these white people and they're swinging.
Mm-hmm. I bet you that's where a lot of the budget went to, like, hiring that blues guy.
Yeah, because it came out of nowhere.
Yep. But really, that's the whole movie. It's literally this fucking vampire chick invites this couple out to the desert. She drives them around in her dune buggy.
Yeah, the dune buggy's where all the budget went.
Yeah.
It's a nice dune buggy.
Yeah, the dune buggy, the mineshaft set, and then probably paying the blues guy.
Probably paying the blues guy costs some money.
Yeah. Overall, it's a fucking...
It's a shit show.
It's a shit show. Yeah, it's not a great movie. It's
terrible
it's,
movie.
It's you know, I.
You know what? Still not as bad as King Kung Fu.
Yeah, we're always going to come back to that. It's never going to be as bad as King Kung Fu. King Kung Fu was definitely not
still good. Mad at the angry video game nerd for lying to me.
Yeah, he definitely lied about that shit. So let's talk about the dumb, cool, weird. We always do that. So what was dumb about this movie? The fact that the vampire didn't have any vampire-like attributes. That was fucking dumb as shit.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, the fact that she killed the only mechanic. Like, she's killing locals, like, really, like, in her area, and then getting mad when people start asking, like, hey, where are all these people disappearing to?
Yep. But then the fact that she's doesn't have vampire traits, she can be out in the sun. She doesn't have vampire fangs. You know what else? Like, we just now find out at the very end of the movie that crosses even affect her.
Yeah, and that was a little off the wall for that.
Yeah, it's just stupid. None of it makes any fucking sense. Dumb.
No.
And then. Cool. What was cool about this movie? Probably the fucking dune buggy.
The dune buggy was cool. Every scene with the dune buggy was cool.
Yeah. And the weird part was probably the weird dubbed over fucking voiceover that obviously didn't match.
The voiceover screams.
Didn't really match. The weirdest shit.
Yeah, you know what? I also would say is weird is like she took a long time fucking those two.
Yeah. It's like she was playing with her food.
Yeah. Like, was she trying to drink their blood or have sex with them? Like, I was not always on, like, sure what.
Well, they always say vampires in lore, in the, like, folklore, tended to be very sexual beings anyway. But, you know, like I said, calling her a vampire is quite a stretch.
Yeah, well, I love how it was vampire bisexual leads couple to desert house. In the description, and you're like, yeah, this should be interesting.
Yeah, but at any rate, that was the Velvet Vampire. It was piece of fucking shit. Would never watch it again.
No.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Don't do it.
It can lick my ass and suck my balls.
Please, somebody come and eat my ass so I can forget this movie.
Yeah, so on that note, everybody have a good night, good day, good fucking life, and fuck this movie.
Stay sexy, Atlanta.
Yeah. Thanks for checking out the Dumb, Cool, Weird podcast. We're a movie podcast now, so Movie Monday is every Monday about crappy movies from the 20th century. It's going to be great, folks. I can't wait to show y'all.